This is Citizens Council Forum, America's number one public affairs program, where prominent Americans report to the nation on important issues. This week, the series of discussions is presented coast to coast by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation, with the cooperation of public-spirited broadcasters who share our belief that Americans must be informed to remain free. Now, from Washington, here is the producer of Citizens Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Citizens Council Forum. We're very happy to have on the program today Mr. W.J. Simmons of Jackson, Mississippi. Bill Simmons is president of Citizens Council Forum, Incorporated, the nonprofit educational corporation which makes these weekly programs possible. Bill, it's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you, Dick. It's nice to be on the program.
Bill, of course, both of us know this, but to refresh the minds of our audience, suppose you tell us exactly why Citizens Council Forum was incorporated.
Dick, Citizens Council Forum was formed to fill a gap that we felt existed in the communications media in this country. That is to be sure that the American people have the facts before them in making up their minds on certain important questions and that they don't have to be in a position to operate in ignorance.
Well, Bill, do you believe that the people really want both sides of these important questions?
Dick, I think most fair-minded people really do. I think sometimes they have a difficulty in getting both sides, but I think basically they do want both sides.
This would primarily mean, then, that they need to be exposed to a number of different media, because as a former reporter, I can testify to the extreme difficulty in maintaining even a halfway balance or objectivity. You're bound to see things from your own viewpoint.
Yes, that's right. It's quite hard to be objective, and we need to sharpen our perception from time to time against opposing views.
Bill, there's been a great deal of increasing interest in our activities lately. When I say our activities, I mean those of Citizens Council Forum. Tell us a little bit about this, would you please?
Yes, I'll be happy to, Dick. You're quite right about the increase in interest in our activities. It's taken place primarily in the form of very large number of invitations for staff members of Citizens Council Forum to appear as guests on discussion programs, in debates, in interview programs on television and radio, and a number of invitations to speak at major colleges and universities.
And of course, countless contacts with the press and interviews in the mass media, the larger newspapers and magazines and so forth.
Yes, that's true. There's a great deal of that, and very much more to come in the way of obligations that have not been fulfilled.
Has this interest all been in one aspect of our views, or has it covered a rather wide range?
Well, I think it's covered a fairly wide range, Dick. It's exhibited mainly in a curiosity on the part of people outside the South as to exactly what sort of people live here. It's rather interesting that the increasing attention which has been given to the race problem has awakened a great deal of interest in the South of a general nature. People wonder what it's like, what kind of people live here, how it looks, how the weather is, and all of those things.
On matters such as race relations, is more interest today being manifested in the North than heretofore?
Yes, there's much more in the North. In fact, my guess is that the interest in the North almost exceeds that in the South. One reason for this is the novelty that this has for the North. They're not as acquainted with the colored brethren as we are in the South. And they are quite interested. I think one real reason for this, it is pretty obvious, is the March on Washington and the attention that was given to that.
In addition to this regular weekly series of radio and television programs, which are distributed to hundreds of stations in all 50 states, members of our staff have made recent appearances on network and local television and radio programs and various public addresses and so forth. Now, where has this come about? you've made some, I know, in New York. You've been on some network television programs on a live discussion panel. You've had filmed interviews included in network coverage of various events. Where else has this taken place?
Well, it's taken place in a number of major cities in the Midwest, Dick. There have been some on the West Coast. There's interest centering in the, you might say, the medium Middle West in the Illinois, Indiana area. And really, wherever there is a live interest in what's going on, it seems that that's where the inquiries come from. You mentioned the network broadcasts. Yes, these did happen, and they seemed to arouse quite a bit of interest.
Why would a network or a local radio or television station invite someone such as one of our staff members to appear on a program? Do you believe that broadcasters are awakening to the fact that each broadcaster needs to be aware of his own program content and that the vast majority of them sincerely want to be fair, they're just looking for an opportunity to do it?
Yes, I think it arises from a sense of basic fairness, and I think the broadcasters who do so are certainly to be complimented because it's in the finest American tradition of a free press for them to do this. One difficulty they've had in the past has been in finding participants. The reason for this is in their areas, in many cases, the point of view which is so widely prevailing in the South is not well known there because they haven't had the problem.
While the North has become more aware of recent racial problems, for example, it would seem to me that the South has become interested in knowing more about the general subject nature of communism and the dangers of communism. Do you see this as part of the same phenomenon, or is it separate?
Well, I think they are equal, though separate. I think there has been an exchange of ideas that's taken place between North and South on this. The South, of course, has been unacquainted with the communist menace until recent years because it's been so completely free of communist activity. However, the increasing involvement of many communists in the race agitation, and of course the appearance of a red satellite just 90 miles off the shore of one southern state, has naturally awakened Southerners to this menace. And I think they have, as I mentioned, exchanged ideas, so to speak, with the North, which is a very healthy thing for regions to do.
Bill, could you give some examples of things that people who are listening to this broadcast can be doing? I know that many times we discuss extremely important subjects on the program, and because it's only 15 minutes long, sometimes we don't have the time, and sometimes, I'm afraid to say, we are neglectful in telling each individual what he can do to make his own influence felt. Now, what are some of the things that people can do who are sincerely interested in promoting this interchange of ideas throughout the nation?
Well, I'll be glad to give an example of what someone did do. It would perhaps best illustrate it. A group of college students in Minnesota, not too many months ago, heard one of these broadcasts on a local station, and it aroused their interest, and as a result, they arranged for a student group at their college to invite a staff member to appear and make a talk and submit himself to cross-questioning. Oftentimes, as it probably would not surprise anyone, you really learn more from cross-questioning someone than from listening to a speech. And this is exactly what happened at this Northern college. It was quite a stimulating experience, and this is the sort of thing that someone can do.
More recently, you've participated in a program of the Junior Chamber of Commerce in the state of Arkansas, where they had arranged for a debate between you and a top attorney of the Department of Justice. Do you believe that this had a good impact as far as getting people to do some thinking about the problem?
Well, the Arkansas Junior Chamber of Commerce seemed to be rather pleased with the idea, And as a matter of fact, they've sort of bucked it on up to the national JCs to see what they think about enlarging on this approach to controversial issues.
So these are just a couple of things that have been done in addition to encouraging television and radio appearances and speaking engagements such as before student bodies at colleges and so forth.
That's right. And while this may have been said many times, nevertheless, it's very important that it's really mandatory for a person to inform himself on a question before he becomes prey to some of the glowing but misleading terms that can be used by propagandists in promoting these ideas. And one of the things that can be done would be to read informative books, articles, and so on. If anyone is interested in reading about race relations, we will, of course, be happy to send you a reading list.
Bill, in summary, what do you think the national reaction is and will become to this summer of agitation and demonstrations on the racial front?
Well, I think it will hasten a real showdown on this whole question of race relations. I think the American public will decide whether it wants 10% of the population, or, to be perfectly frank, far less than 10%, to decide public policy. And I think the eventual outcome will be that those officials who have wedded themselves to this Negro Revolution that is coming to a head this summer will find to their dismay that it does not set well when the truth of the real results come home to their people.
Bill, thanks a lot for being with us today. Our time has gone by all too quickly. Be looking forward to having you again soon. Our guest on today's edition of Citizens Council Forum has been the president of our nonprofit educational corporation, W.J. Simmons of Jackson, Mississippi. Join us again next week at the same time when we'll be back with another program in your Citizens Council Forum series. Till then, Dick Morphew speaking coast to coast, saying thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.
Citizens Council Forum is dedicated to the preservation of our American tradition of freedom. If you agree that individual liberty and constitutional government must be preserved, if you want to do something positive and worthwhile to help protect our freedom, then we want to hear from you. Just write to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We'll be happy to send you, without obligation, literature showing how you can help. Address your card or letter to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. America's number one public affairs series is presented coast to coast each week by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation, assisted by a grant from the Mississippi State Sovereignty Commission, an official agency of the state of Mississippi. Join us next week for another informative discussion and remind your friends to tune in. It's time to take a stand. By working together, we can and will safeguard our freedom.